Chapter 4. Small Rent Increases Snowball Your Net Worth. An amazing phenomenon that real estate investors experience is the effect of small rent increases on net worth over time. Since investment properties are usually financed over long periods of time using loans that have fixed payment amounts, each small rent increase widens the gap between monthly income and cash going out. This gap between income and expenses is called cash flow and is what most investors monitor on an ongoing basis. While the focus is on cash flow, what is often overlooked is the increase in value of the investment properties as rents rise and cash flow improves. This increasing value widens the gap between what is owed on the property and what it's worth. This gap is called equity, and since net worth is defined as the difference between what you own and what you owe, the equity growth resulting from rising rents causes net worth to snowball over time. That's one of the reasons that Mike and Roger are strong advocates of the buy-and-hold strategy of real estate investing. They don't turn fast cash like some people who rehab or flip properties, but they do build a growing stream of passive income and the accompanying substantial net worth that enabled them to retire early and not have to constantly worry about how to make another deal. Here are questions that they have received about their strategy. If you refinance when interest rates are higher, won't your payments go up? And how will this affect your net worth?
Well, when you refinance, you usually do so to pull part or all of your equity out to use for other things. And this doesn't always mean that your payments will go up. They may well go down because you're extending the years over which you'll pay off the loan. But it does mean that your equity in that particular property will go down. Let's assume that you bought a property for $100,000 and you borrowed $80,000 when you made the purchase. If over time the value of the property increases to $150,000 and the loan pays down to $40,000, you will still be making a payment that was originally based on an $80,000 loan. If you refinanced, even at a higher rate, but only took $20,000 of the equity out of the property, your new loan would be $60,000.